Hello, my Duchess. Today is the 14th of June, and it's Saturday. Yesterday, of course, was the 13th of June, Friday the 13th, and it was that kind of a day from beginning to end. I can't say it was a bad day, but it certainly wasn't one of the best. A lot of things that happened this week. I talked with you on the 9th, Monday, and the next day, the 10th, Tuesday, I had a staff visit from my area supervisor, Betty McKinney, and of course, she was just delighted to come here and see all the changes that have been made. Needless to say, I was even more delighted. I was glad she came. I was looking forward to her coming. And it was unfortunate she came late. She couldn't get a chopper ride up. She was in Vungtown, and she was supposed to come in the morning. However, she didn't get here until 1:15 in the afternoon. And it was a full day because I showed her the club in the afternoon and we made a couple of visits so that she could see and meet some of the new commanders. And in the evening we had a large carnival type program, and then she left early the next morning. I took her out to the chopper pad and she got a flight back to Saigon. But she's good company and a very fine individual, and she was extremely grateful to me personally, I think, for taking a sincere, conscientious attitude towards my work and towards my club. As I said a number of times before, you couldn't do anything but improve the situation here, no matter what you did. I doubt seriously if anyone could make it worse than it was when I arrived. But I did blow my own horn for both myself and my staff, because I feel we have done many, many credited things. Not that I should take credit for it, but because no one person can accomplish a great deal without some cooperation, some support from others. Anyway, it was nice to be recognized, and as I said, she had not been here for 3 months since the time she brought me here, my first day here. So she went over and checked some of the files and programs and improvements in the club. We have built many things, changed things, cleaned up things. And even here at the Hooch, some things were improved. Although it's very hard to do a great deal at the Hooch because the physical structure here should be changed, and I don't have the equipment or the supplies or the manpower, anything else to do that. However, it was a pleasant visit, and I only wish she could have stayed longer. I think you just get excited to see another person. It's the same old story. There are only two American women on this post, and that's Linda and I. And just to have another American female come and sit and talk and hear something other than your own everyday news is a pleasant change of pace. In addition to Betty visiting, I've had any number of visitors this week. The post coordinator, Colonel Mittelstadt, came over to the Hooch, and I think he was quite surprised to see how run down this Hooch is. I've told you before, Duchess, this is a big, I don't know what you you would call it. You can't call it a house. It's a big building. It's only one story high, but it's sprawled out a bit. And all these 14 cubicle so-called bedrooms. And he looked all over and all around, and he said, "Ann, why haven't some improvements been made?" And I said, "Well, nobody feels that we're authorized to get any improvements. To get nails, just to get anything, is such a rigmarole here. Most of these supplies are not available. And the tactical units, and of course, mission people, the assault helicopter groups and whatnot that we have here, they get top priority, which is the way it should be." But, you know, his feeling, and I'm sure this is the feeling of many others, these things are available if somebody would just get off their backside and do something about it. So he is going to try and procure trailers. Now, I had talked about this when I first came here. And the other colonel before him, Colonel Kuttenberger, said they just couldn't be gotten. Well, perhaps he's right, and maybe we won't get them. But this man is going to make an attempt, because, as he said to me, he said, "Ann, we'll see what we can do." He said, "I won't promise anything," he said, "but I will look into trying to make some improvement in your living conditions so that you and Linda do not have to live like pigs." And that's just what he said. Well, I don't know that we live like pigs, Duchess, but when I think of Tobacco Road, I can associate many things that we have here with the living conditions that they had in that particular cabin in the movie Tobacco Road. He felt that he could put this building to better use. It's, as I say, it's much too big for two people. The only good thing about it is that we do have hot water, and we do have flushing toilets. These are very scarce. They're very rare items anywhere on compound. There are only a few on the whole place. So that I think we're fortunate there. If he should ever get these trailers, I think we'll be a lot better off, because, oh, and he's going to ask for two trailers. See, they have two-bedroom trailers, and I know they have three-bedroom trailers, because Dee Dee is living in a three-bedroom trailer. And he didn't think they could get a three-bedroom trailer, because they are very scarce. In fact, as I say, he may not even get the two-bedroom trailers, but I told him he has to provide for three girls, because I'm supposed to get a third girl. Of course, I've been promised her for weeks now, and I still haven't seen her, but I still have to provide a sleeping quarters for her in the event she should come. So if we just had one two-bedroom trailer, it wouldn't be enough. So if he gets two, Duchess, and this may never come about, but if it should happen, then I will have a trailer all to myself, ha ha ha, because I'm the honcho, right? And the other two girls will share the other trailer. And of course, I'll have an extra room for guests and visitors and what have you, which would be simply marvelous, really, because the trailers are all, as you know, very compact, and they have a little kitchen area, a little living room area, and the air condition, so that you can keep them clean as far as the dust and whatnot, and it would be very nice, particularly, as I said, if you got two. But of course, this is a pipe dream to some extent, but at least he's going to make an attempt. And we have done a couple of little things here at the Hooch. I have thrown out continuously all kinds of junk. Linda is great for accumulating junk. Like, she might get a crate of potatoes. Well, maybe we'll only cook two or three potatoes in a month or 2 months, and the rest of them go bad. I throw all this food out, you know. We get a lot of it from the mess halls, and if we wanted something like, say, ketchup, well, it comes in about a 5 gallon, 10 gallon tin. Well, you never use that much. That nothing comes in small quantities. Everything comes in a large quantity. So we use it, and then we wouldn't need it again for several weeks. and consequently most of the food goes bad. I told you we did put up screen doors, and I managed to get one spring last night. You know, the spring that keeps the doors closed? Well, we put it on the latrine door, and I didn't put it on. Major Woodman C, he's one of the majors, or one of the helicopter groups here. He has been looking for weeks to find me a spring. I told him I need six, but one will do, because the bathroom gets covered with bugs. You know, if you keep the light on and the door is wide open, well, through the night, all these bugs come in, and every morning when you go to wash up in the sink, you may find six or eight bugs in the sink. And these are huge bugs. They look like flying crickets or something. And I know if we can keep the door closed, it would help a great deal. Although these screen doors, they leave a lot to be desired. As much as 2 or 3 inches are still opened at the top because they don't fit, because the men who built them certainly weren't carpenters. Anyway, it would help. And as I said, we got one screen door with a spring on it. And then in the kitchen, there has been a terrible odor. It's been here since I've been here, and I have not been able to detect what it is. And everybody said it smelled like a dead rat. Well, for days now, I have been looking for this dead rat, you know, because we do have rats, but I can't honestly say we have a quantity of them. But anyway, I've been looking all around the kitchen. It comes from one particular area, and I just couldn't find it. So last night, when this major was here, he looked, and he looked for about a half hour or so, and he couldn't find it. Well, it's the funniest thing, because you can smell a strong odor, and it's right by the doorway, near the refrigerator, near the sink. We tore the refrigerator apart, tore the sink apart. Well, make a long story short, it turns out that the refrigerator